Now, you see the word resentment, if they got a pen or pencil. You put the word eyes under the word resentment in that particular line of the basic self. In the basic self. Write the word eyes underneath it. Have you got your, you need a copy, John? Yeah, you better get one back. Under the word pride, write the word ears. Resentment is eyes. That's the first line. Under the basic self, to the left, the eyes, that's the organs of the body, eyes, U-I-E-S. And under pride, write the word ears, E-A-R-S. Under criticism, write the word mouth. Criticism. Mouth. M-O-U-T-H. Now, under intolerance, write the word nostrils. Nostrils. Or nose, you can put both. Under the word fear, write throat. 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 Under dishonesty, write heart. Under hypocrisy, write kidney. Under self-pity, right lungs. Lungs, L-U-N-G-S. Under guilt, right regenerative organs. All right. Okay. Sex organ. I'm allowing for the 16-year-old initiates. Under flattery, write the word liver. Under jealous, write the word hands. Hands, which are in the under the word possessive, right arms, A-R-M-S. Under the word worry, write rectum. Rectum. Or anus. The rectum. As the answer is nearly ruining. So okay. Good night. Bye bye. Now in the corner you see 35 days resistance cycle or recycling cycle. The lower body is composed of 16 elements plus trace elements. That's the physical body. And the electrical body is composed of 19 elements. And so let's identify the 19 elements and try to understand them. You'll notice there's one called ego. The second one is called intelligence. Clockwise. Intelligence, then feeling, then mind, sense, consciousness. Now, we come to the five instruments of knowledge: sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch. Then we come to the five instruments of action: procreation, excrete, talk, walk, manual skill. And then we come to the five instruments of life force: crystallizing, assimilating, eliminating, metabolizing, circulating. This is very important to understand because it's the key to what Jesus did when he rebuilded the body from the atom. We had to recycle these very idea patterns to build back the body. So we have to be conscious of this makeup. We have to be conscious of what directs this makeup. And it has to be centered in the memory all the time, consciously think of it, so that normally as you meditate and think of that movement of the energy going up the spine and down, these forces, these principles are constantly recycling themselves. They are correcting themselves, and they are going to eventually respond to the thought pattern as a man thinks that is what he is. Because the physical frame takes its recycling from the electrical, and the electrical takes its recycling from the composite or ideational. This is the basis of image therapy, because right there we can go and start working it in ourselves and drawing and correcting. A master doesn't perform no miracles. All he does is realign the mental image and infuse these very vital forces as they work through into the chemical structure. So if you have the image of what you're working with and a memory of what these 19 elements are feeding through down into the physical or chemical, then the thought pattern is crystallizing. Is that clear so far? Okay. It takes 35 days to recycle. Now I received a letter asking for a 28-day recycling chart. Therefore, there was no 28 days recycling chart. But we're actually working to make it on a chart basis with the actual recycling if you want to do. Now, one of the ways to recycle is using water. Like a battery, Now, Casey says, and the yogi says, we should drink 7 pints of water per day. Right? It's 7 pints per day. Now, but they in India don't say like Mr. Casey, because Mr. Casey doesn't say what type of water. But the Hindus have said water that the sun never shone on, filtered through certain pigments. So let's see what the water that the sun never shone on is. Water comes from under the ground. Right? Right. You put them in a filtered or in a container of different pigments, such as a red container, an orange, a yellow, a green, a blue, a violet, and then a white, and leave it into the sunlight now for 24 hours minimum. Then draw off from that and drink in this sequence every 3 hours or every 2.5 hours. No, in 24 hours, 7 times would be 3.5 hours. 3 hours, 15 minutes. Every 3 hours and 15 minutes, you drink 1 pint, starting from 1 o'clock at night. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, indigo, orange, and white. Light, just a light. So you keep, right, so you keep adding water before it goes down. So you have enough water to work with. If you draw off. Yes. Now this is done for 35 days. Well, yes, you don't want to run short. So in 24 hours, you're drinking a pint from each one of those glasses. Eh? Yes, yes, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's a 35-day resistance cycle. You'll do it forever, gradually. But this is the first process of cleansing the body to get it going. So it helps the holy breath. Yeah, like. Well, you can stain it with act as a filtering of the color. It's filtering. So. Well, if you folks know where to get it, it's perfect. As long as the light hits it.
Take a fill of water?
Well, distilled water does not have minerals. You want minerals, and you want them to react electrically. So this is what you want.
Water.
You don't want water with chlorine or fluorine. It's highly alkaline. No, it won't make much of a difference, because then the color is going to react what it's supposed to be. This is why you're leaving it 24 hours there before you use it. You're leaving it 24 hours in the color glass before you use it. Yes, we come into that, but that's a pretty expensive process. Unless you have the stones that you can put inside the glass and let the water react with the light of the stone. The stones are expensive, they are, unless you have a nice supply of stones like my friend Rifo Arrigo. You can afford to put all the stones in the water. But stones are good. Basically, the stones have this. Put all the stones in the water. But stones are good. Basically, the stones have the actual electrical physical. Now, not less than 2 carats, so a big stone like this is more than 2 carats. The minimum. It's always got to be a 2 carats. That's where the frequency stone is. Below that. It doesn't go below that. It's from 2.5 up. But below that, there's no reaction. So if somebody wants to sell you a bunch of stones because they look beautiful and they're cheap, they're worth nothing. Yes. I'm getting really cheap traffic again. But it's uncut. Don't polish them. It has to be in a natural state. Anyway, this is way of your recycling by water. Now, during that same period, you can go through your fasting in recycling. So we got 1 week where we eliminate solids. We're using the puree form, not the concentrated solid of the food, just the puree form. The next week, a liquid form. It can work at this way, let me put it this way. All right. Let's say the first week, first 7 days in recycling, if you are eating starches and vegetables, try to minimize the quantity of the starches and the vegetables for the first week. Bring the quantity down slowly. And the second week, bring the fruits and nuts down slowly. The third week, bring it into a puree form, like a soup form. And the fourth week, use it like a juice form. And the fifth week, dilute it with water. Dilute the juice with water. You got it? All right, Dan? Huh? First, like the starches and the vegetables, solid, you're reducing that down to a very small quantity. The second week, the fruits and nuts, a smaller quantity. And then the third week, they're in a more of a puree form. The fourth week, they're in a liquid juice form, strong. Yeah, like a pixie. And the fifth week, you're diluted with more water. It's just the flavoring. Just recycling. Now, if it's possible that you can get an enema during that period, a colonic, during that recycling period, it's best to get it. During the process. Quantity of or the amount now. Eat less. Well, if you don't, you don't want to do that till you finish all this cleansing process, then you can go back on that, because you got to come off of this process gradually. You work your way back up in consistency. The same way you came down, you work back up in consistency. So recycling. You're recycling this energy. Yeah. You drink that water all the time during this 35 days. Then at the end of 10 weeks, you're back to normal routine of eating. But then from then on, you should be able to go on the solar nutrition principles of living. You should be able now to eat fruits and nuts in the morning. And if it's preferable, you can grind them up, then you don't do too much of a harsh mastication. You need the mastication. Them up. Yeah, you need a saliva. Then you see in the middle of the day you should have your vegetables, and in the afternoon you should have those fruits that grow on the vine or on the ground. And in the evening time you have the vegetables that grow under the ground. By that time your body is recycled. Now you'll notice there's a tremendous amount of steps you're going to want to overwork. Don't take it easy. Don't, because this is the spare energy that is starting to build up. Hold it in conservation. This will give you the ability to stay for 5-6 days and talk. Now you know how they're doing it. No magic. Right. Afterwards. No. No, not during the first 5 weeks of practice. Afterwards. Yeah, just come back up. Yeah, just come back. You take your vitamins. Well, those who want them, I don't know. To me, I get them in all the food. And if I need a shortage, then I supplement A, B, and C. B. Vitality, burgers. You need C a lot because you're actually working your body if you're doing that. You do need C. You see, yes. Yesterday we were reading into what is called a life regenerative reading, comparing techniques. There's nothing new. In fact, it confirms everything in the KC writing. The body has to be cleaned up. The whole principle is in the body. It's the basis. Anything that seems to go off stems from that basis in the body itself. We are not cleaning it up. The idea is that seem to create the stresses. You can track it down right back into the cell. So if you are doing the 35-day recycling, it will start showing up results. Now, in Russia, in treating schizophrenia, they put the patient on a 35-day non-meat protein diet. At the end of the 30th day, they have seen remarkable results, but they don't stop right there. They go the full 35 days because they realize
manifestation is already coming out of that, the protein, the intravenous effect in his blood. So they give him a non-meat diet, non-meat protein diet, and they are already coming to realize the solar nutrition we are feeding the patient. To give him the pulverized nuts in puree form, like butter form, the vegetables, the fruits in the morning, the vegetables in the middle of the day, and those that grow under the ground at night. And they put him on a non-meat protein diet for the 35 days. Well, also now they're adding the vitamins after the process is over. And they have had nearly 99% result. Now if this is only one of the mental cases that are working, imagine what the field of research is going into. The resistance cycling, the recycling process seems to come up exactly around 35 days. It has to go past a month, plus 7 days for the seven systems of the body. It's one rotation of the moon around the earth plus 7 days for each system in the mechanism. Well, for my own personal use for years, I used to do it twice a year. So, and during that time I used to scrub my skin with sand. No, I got the sand from the desert. You can get it from the beach, especially if it got impregnated with that lovely salt there. You don't get any better antiseptic than just impregnated with water and scour your skin. And that takes off the dead cells and acts on the electrical nature. Now sand is silica, which is like glass already. So it has a high electromagnetic effect on the cells to produce the, what is called the soft, silky, velvety skin you want. This is the transformation. You find the resurrected body is a soft, smooth, silky body. If you look at the pictures of the masters, the skin is very soft and smooth and glowy. Anand Swami is in his 80s, and he's seen me as the skin of a baby. In your hand, in a container. No, well, I had a basin from the desert. You see, I lived in the desert, and all I did was put a desert water in it, and took it and scrub it on my body, my face and hair and everything, all through the body, just to scrape it. It acts. Yeah. No, you get yourself a plastic bag with the sand inside, right? Alright, you're going to give yourself a, mix it into the basin with water so it's soft and loose. Now if you go in your bathtub, and it's not practical because it's going to wash down and drain and spoil the bathtub. So take an area where you can sit down, like paper or something, and then work on your body. In the desert, I didn't have no feet in towns, so I had no problem with scouring the skin. But most of the saints, that's what they were doing in the desert, because they went there to run from society. They weren't doing, they were doing a great time. This is a recycling and cleaning up of the cells. It's wise to start when the moon begins again, so you'll have the full flow of the moon. This is practical, this is a very practical approach, because then you're going to the full flow of the moon, and I find the best time in the year is the spring equinox and the fall equinox. Those are the two best periods. In spring, what you call spring cleaning, and fall cleaning, shedding. These are the two periods. Mm-hmm.
Timing very important. 3.5 hour intervals. It shouldn't. If it's 2 hours and 7.
No, 3.5. It should be. It's like if you're taking medicine.
Yeah.
So cycle it. Now, if you can, I don't know how many people can. I know in the desert I couldn't. I used the heat of the sun to do it for me. But if you can, while I was in California, I took advantage because I was staying in this place there. A hot shower, hot enough that its rays were bombarding the body from this portion of the back right down to the hip. So every 10 minutes,